My wife gave me my son, Ennis. He's a beautiful cat, man. He's groovy. Because, you know what he's got? He's got that head movement, you know. His head just bobbing up all the time. You know, and he's got the ooze. Just always a half a pound of ooze. Oozing off of him, you know. And I look at him, I say, this is the guy who's going to inherit all my money, right? I can see him when he's 17. Can I have the card, Dad? Ooze dripping off of him, you know. And can throw up 25 feet, hit you from 25 feet out. I figure God gave him two weapons, ooze and throwing up 25 feet out. Anybody you don't dig, he'll get them one way or the other. He'll either ooze on you or that way. Just can't stop it, and he won't sit up for nothing. Brought him home, I thought he was intelligent. Brought him up, set him up there. He was 2 weeks old. Just set him up, he's just sitting there, and I was holding him. I said, okay, now sit up for Dad. Yeah, right, anything you want. He woke up 6 o'clock in the morning. That's really cool. 6 o'clock in the morning, he's found his voice. And you can hear him 6 o'clock in the morning. Who am I? And now he's even looking for it. When I brought him home, my two daughters was standing there waiting.
Could we play with our baby brother?
I said, no, because I've seen your dolls. You're going to take my son's head, turn it around backwards, leave his arm in the corner and all that stuff.
Look, baby brother's breathing under the water, Daddy.
So I ain't going to do that. And they're smart and quick, can think up answers for you in a second. They were playing in the bedroom. Their bedroom's down the hall from ours. My wife calls it the ghetto. And it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I hear, and they're playing. And I get out of the bed, and I do my number of going down, and I push the door open, hit the light switch, whack, and I caught them, beautifully caught them. There's little Aaron pulling the covers off of Erica's bed, just standing there in that position when I caught her. And there's Erica on top of the bed with the trash can full of water. Just having a great time. And when I hit the light switch, Erin turned around and ran back to her bed with her eyes closed so I couldn't see her. Erica drank the water in the trash can and then told me I didn't see nothing.
You didn't see nothing, Dally.
I ate with them once. We had scrambled eggs, and I'll never forget. It's one of the worst mornings I've ever had in my life. Started out just great. I said, isn't this wonderful? My daughter's going to have breakfast with me. And they both sat down and just sat there looking like two people didn't want nothing. So I said, eat your eggs. Then they started acting.
I don't want eggs.
Eat your eggs, dear. They're good for you.
The eggs taste nasty.
They're good eggs. Eat them.
I know.
And you eat the eggs or go to bed. I don't care what time of day it is. 7 o'clock in the morning, you go to bed and sleep till tomorrow. So Erica pinches off a little bit of egg, lets it hang on her lip. You got this brown face and the yellow scrambled egg hanging off her lip.
I don't want it.
The two-year-old's jamming egg in her mouth and gagging. And the other goes,
I don't want it.
You eat the egg.
There's a bug in the plate.
Eat the bug and the egg. But I go to bed. Now, I sent Erica to bed. She's crying. And slobbering. That's another weapon they have. Everything runs. Ears, nose, mouth. And you can't follow them. Slip all behind them and everything. Falling down. You can't follow them, no three-year-old. They're slobbering. You slip all on everything they drop. And the two-year-old's right behind her. You come back here and finish gagging. I'm not playing with you. So I'm sitting there eating with the two-year-old now. My wife comes out. She says, where's Erica? I said, I sent Erica up to bed because she would not finish eating her eggs. So my wife looked at her plate and said, well, no wonder there's a bug in the plate. So now I have to go upstairs and apologize to my child. Well, I don't mind doing that because I figure I'm a groovy father. And I go upstairs, and one thing that leads me to believe I'm perhaps the dumbest father in the world, and that is the fact that I believe my child is wherever I sent her. So I look for her in the bedroom. She's not there. She's in the bathroom, standing up in the toilet bowl with a roll of paper from the roll to the bowl, flushing the toilet. Jamming tons of paper down into the bowl. Water's 20 feet high. There's a German shepherd there. So I pick her up out of the toilet bowl, and I take her shoes off. And I said, "Erica, your father's sorry. I didn't mean it. There was a bug in the plate." And she looked at me and said, "Go to bed!